Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Head coach Gerard Mayo this morning with the Greg Hill Show, who were sitting right in this room. That was Chris Curtis asking the question. And Gerard Mayo basically admitting, yeah, you know, it's fair to say that if I had different players to sub in, then maybe we'd be having a different conversation today. Maybe I'd be looking at this whole season differently. Maybe, you know, Elliot, it would have been nice if you gave me a roster that wasn't bottom of the barrel on offense. And even lately on defense, it hasn't been great either. These last couple games, since the Chicago win, getting outscored 67-23, I think I read, like really, really bad. And it just seems like we're at the point in the season now. There was a little bump after Mayo called the team soft. He called them out. There was a reaction. It seemed like it was going in a positive direction, and now it seems like the wheels are just falling off here on the season, which is unfortunate because we asked this question a couple weeks ago. You really did, Andy. Where do you go from here, right? You have all this stuff kind of blow up and come to a head, and then you still got 8 games to play, and how do you reckon with that? And it doesn't seem like they're doing a very good job of it so far.
They're not, and I understand why Gerard Mayo is the guy taking the brunt of the criticism. He's the front man.
Yep.
He's the guy out there during the week. He talks to our station. He's out there post-game. I think Elliot Wolf is absolutely skating, and I'm glad you brought him up because, to me, Elliot Wolf is the one who put the bulk of this misery in motion. He started in April when we knew the offensive line sucked.
Yep.
He started gaslighting us and telling us it didn't, and then Gerard Mayo joined him. And he told us, oh, all the criticisms in training camp are overblown. They weren't. Half the guys you have here,
they weren't bad enough.
Right.
Honestly, it's worse than it seemed like it was going to be.
Because they already replaced half of those guys.
Yeah.
Because they either went AWOL or they stunk. So they grabbed this guy from this practice squad, pulled guys off the waiver wire, and they still, it was worse than I expected, but it was predictably bad. And that's on Elliot Wolf. And I think that's where, if you could only replace one of those two guys, to me, he's done a worse job, I guess, would be the way I'd boil it down, than Gerard Mayo, and I'd have more hope. And I admit I was wrong, because I thought Elliot Wolf had a good resume. I thought there was a good opportunity for him to prove himself, to step out of the Belichick spotlight and say, I'm Elliot Wolf. I'm Ron Wolf's kid. I was in Cleveland and Green Bay. I have all this experience. And last offseason, March and April, were disastrous for this team. Other than the obvious,
yep,
which everybody would have picked, except maybe you. I keep leaving that out. You might have had Marvin Harrison in this mess.
Maybe.
But everybody would have taken Drake May. Everything else is a disaster. Free agent signings, free agent re-signings, everything. So that's a conversation we have to have.
All right, joining us right now on the hotline is quarterback of the Patriots, Drake May. He's brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, and by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Get next day delivery with removal and disposable and disposal at Cardi's Furniture and Mattress. Drake May, how are we doing today?
What's going on? I'm doing all right. Hanging in there.
Good. Glad to hear that. Let's go ahead and start with what was a tough loss yesterday. After the game, you talked about the cadence in the O-line and some of the penalties that were happening there. You answered another question about a miscommunication that maybe you had with Pop Douglas. Would you say right now that you're on the same page as the rest of the offense, the O-line, the wide receivers? Would you say you guys are on the same page today?
Yeah, I think, you know, yesterday was just some little focused things. I think the big thing is you know, the guys are getting in the right spots. I think we're moving the ball. I think when we hurt ourselves, it's tough. You know, like I said in my interview, you know, we get behind the eight ball and you're in first and 20 and second and 15. It's tough to pick up first downs in this league, and especially when you're hurting ourselves. So I don't think it's really anything that we're not on the same page. I just think it's, you know, a little focus or maybe mistakes or little things that just starting to drive off that we need to, you know, harp on and focus on. I think, you know, it's only will end up being positive for us.
Obviously, those first and 20s or third and 15s are physically challenging. You have to literally get more yards. Are they mentally challenging? Is there like a blow to your confidence early in games when you feel like you're kind of spinning your wheels and fighting this uphill battle?
I wouldn't say mentally challenging. I just think, you know that, you know, it's more frustrating knowing that we're hurting ourselves and they're not really doing anything to stop us. We're just more putting ourselves in bad spots and ends up costing us in, you know, points and moving the football and helping our defense out and keeps in the game.
Drake, what did you say to the team at halftime, and what did Coach say?
Coach said, you know, pretty much the same thing I'm talking about. We're hurting ourselves on offense, on defense. You know, I think, they're two of us throwing the football well, and they're just they're hitting over the, you know, intermediate passes over the middle of what Coach was talking about. And on offense, we had a chance to get three, and we hurt ourselves down there getting into the red zone. And then other than that, just like I said, just getting in first and being successful on first down is what kind of AVP preached and Mayo, and just said, hey, fight, you know, keep fighting and never know what can happen. So we had ourselves, you know, almost back in the ball game. So that was kind of, you know, good to see from the guys of and not quit.
This is going to sound like a harsh question, but I'm kind of just basing it on the numbers and the facts. Do you have a turnover problem? Are you turning the ball over too often?
As myself, you know, kind of, looking back and looking at, you know, the plays, I think so. I definitely think so, that, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, turning the football over, you can't do that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
League, and right now I would say it's a problem. I think, you know, most of my turnovers aren't being careless, you know, throwing the ball careless in the, you know, difficult spots. I think, you know, the tipped interception, I think, you know, that's a tough one. The fumble, obviously, you put the ball in harm's way of, you know, protecting the football, but I wouldn't say it's a problem.
Are you learning from them at the very least? Is there value in each of these tough lessons, hard lessons?
Yeah, man, I think I hope so. You try to learn from, you know, things when, you know, you lose and obviously not doing what you want to be, you know, get done.
We're talking with Drake May, quarterback of the Patriots. Drake, there were reports after the game that guys in the locker room were kind of loose, guys cracking jokes and things like that. Did you observe that, and do you think that your teammates hate losing as much as you do?
I can only speak for myself. You know, I know it's frustrating when you're losing. You know, I think it's kind of overblown. I think those guys are frustrated too. So I think so you need to, you know, find a way to, you know, hopefully, you know, get a win and play hard these last five games.
Offensively, what do you think the identity of this team should be, and why are you maybe not achieving that? What is holding that back?
Yeah, it's the same thing I'm talking about. You know, hurting ourselves, getting behind the sticks. I think when we don't hurt ourselves, we find a way to move the ball and put some points on the board. So, that's the main gist of it.
As far as the offensive line is concerned, you were obviously running around a little bit more maybe than you wanted to. We've asked you, I feel like, a couple of times now about the offense and getting you some design runs or just ideas of, you know, in the red zone, you getting around and using your feet a little bit more. Is that something that you've given any more thought to? Is that something that you and Alex have discussed any further?
No, sir. No, I'm just out there, trying to the plays that are called, just trying to help the team and do the best and get us in and out of plays that help. And I think ABC is doing a nice job of putting us in good spots. I think, you know, as a full team and players out there, we penalties and little things that turnover from myself are hurting the football team.
Jerod Mayo has said that he knew this wasn't going to be easy and that there's a multi-year rebuild or whatever is going on here. And I'm just wondering from your perspective, I know you don't make these decisions, but would you like to get as many reps as possible with guys like Jalen Polk and Javon Baker and Jaheim Bell and the young guys that you came in with to maybe build a rapport that could pay off down the line?
I think that's kind of what practice is for. You know, I think in game reps, I think the best players play. I think that's what this league is about. So I think, you know, talking about the young guys, I think they're, you know, doing the right things in practice and earning the right to play, then the best players will play. So I think that's really not my decision, and I'm just happy with whoever out there wants to play hard and be in the right spot.
How was your week of practice last week? How would you characterize it?
I feel like we've had some good weeks of practice. And I think the guys have been practicing hard, and that's what you want to see. So I think that's what we just can keep doing, you know, keep going and don't lose and don't lose sight of, you know, getting better and still finding some meaningful football of trying to get better, and you never know what's going to happen.
In terms of your leadership, we've talked a lot about that evolution and the kind of addressing the whole offense a couple of weeks ago. How does that work with the defensive side of the ball? Do you apologize to those guys after turnovers? Do you interact with those guys much on the sideline or on the practice field? Are you interacting with the defense as well as the offense as a leader?
Yeah, I think you got to. You know, as a quarterback, so just trying to hold myself accountable for mistakes where I'm giving them in short fields, and then other from that standpoint, just pumping them up. I think that's the best thing you can do with defensive guys. They like to see a little fire from the quarterback, so getting excited when good plays happen for them, and just be there for them.
All right, it's time for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. The question this week comes to us from Eric from Newton, and he wants to know, Drake, who is the toughest guy on the team?
Toughest guy on the team? Let me think about that. Toughest
Can't say
guy
yourself.
On the team. I think Jelani Tafai has shown it. I think he's really down through some injuries and going out there each and every week and playing his butt off. So I'd probably say Jelani, and offensively, I would say probably up front, probably Big Mike. I think Big Mike, battling different spots and playing different spots and not complaining, just going out there and playing ball. So probably those two.
Last night, you obviously brought up the comment about hating to lose more than you liking to win. Obviously, everybody loses in high school, college, or along the way. How does losing affect you? How do you deal with it? Are you a sore loser? Are you tough to be around? What's that like?
I think just learn from it. You know, I think just learn from the mistakes, and you know, I think nobody likes losing. So just find a way to, you know, kind of learn from it and kind of look myself in the mirror and see what I need to do better and how can I help the football team.
All right, it's Drake May. Thank you so much for the time today. We appreciate it, and good luck this weekend against the Colts.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Drake May, quarterback of the Patriots, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed any of that, you can check it out on the Odyssey app. Just search for WEEI Afternoons. You can go back and go through all the chapters of the show. Important stuff there. Some interesting stuff as well. We'll get to that. We'll dive into what Drake May had to say. We will also be talking with Jonathan Jones, who had some comments to the Boston Herald after the game that we'd love to jump into as well. That's coming up at 3 o'clock, and we'll get to all of that right after this.